This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A senior ECOWAS official told West African Army generals that the bloc is ready to intervene militarily in Niger if a coup there is not reversed. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reports.
Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Fattah Moussa, said the valiant forces of West Africa are ready to answer the call of duty. That was as he addressed army generals from member states who were meeting in Ghana. Military officers in Niger deposed President Mohamed Bazoum on July 26. They've defied calls from the United Nations, ECOWAS and Western powers to reinstate him. That prompted West African heads of state to order a standby force to be assembled. Moussa listed past ECOWAS deployments in Gambia, Liberia and elsewhere as examples of readiness. He also accused the junta of playing cat and mouse with the bloc. The junta has said it's open to talks to resolve the crisis.
That was Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reporting. The Ukrainian military on Thursday claimed more success in its counteroffensive against Russian forces on the southeastern front, a day after announcing the liberation of a village that had served as a Russian stronghold. But Russia took offensive action of its own Thursday in the Kharkiv region. Correspondent Lisa Bakalets in Warsaw with details for VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program.
As the governor of the Kharkiv region told in his telegram, Oleksiy Negubov, shelling began in the morning around 7 o'clock local time. The Russian army shelled several villages. One woman was killed.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden vowed on Thursday that the U.S. federal government would remain committed to the people of Maui as they recover, rebuild, and grieve in the wake of wildfires that destroyed the town of Lahaina and killed at least 110 people. VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a brief video aired on the U.S. ABC television network news program, Good Morning America, Biden said the U.S. government has already taken immediate action, sending hundreds of emergency personnel, thousands of meals and supplies to the devastated tourist resort town where some 2,200 buildings were destroyed. During his remarks, Biden highlighted the efforts of first responders, many of whom have been personally affected by the wildfires. Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Hawaii Monday to survey the devastation and meet with first responders, survivors, and federal, state, and local officials. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Residents of the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories began fleeing and approaching wildfire Thursday in long convoys while air evacuations were underway for those who could not leave by road, the latest chapter in Canada's worst fire season on record. The mayor of Yellowknife, a city of 20,000, said people who are immunocompromised or have a condition that puts them at higher risk were encouraged to sign up and leave. The flights came after the evacuation order was issued Wednesday night. More than 200 wildfires have already burned a widespread area of the Northwest Territories. Dozens of people are dead or missing following an attempt to migrate from Senegal to Spain by sea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A boat believed to have departed Senegal with more than 100 migrants in early July has been rescued with just a few dozen survivors and several dead on board near the Atlantic island nation of Cape Verde. Senegal's Foreign Affairs Ministry says the boat was rescued on Tuesday by a local Coast Guard. Authorities have not yet confirmed how many migrants died. The Spanish migrancy advocacy group Walking Borders says the vessel was a large fishing boat that had left Senegal on July 10. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden is due to welcome South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to the rustic Camp David presidential retreat Friday as the United States aims to further tighten cooperation between two countries that over the years have struggled to stay on speaking terms. Historically frosty relations between South Korea and Japan have rapidly thawed over the last year as they share concerns about China's assertiveness in the Pacific and North Korea's persistent nuclear threats. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.